Jesus, we just thank you for all that you're doing, for all that you are. We ask, Holy Spirit, tonight again that you would just stir our hearts, that you would wash us with the water of your word, that you would continue to just renew our minds and our hearts concerning who you are, who we are in you, where it's all going and what it's all about. God, I ask for the glorious dream that fills your heart to fill ours, God, that we would see the things that God has in store for those who love him. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would reveal those things even as you came to do, that you would search out the deep things of the heart of God, you would make them known to us. God, we just thank you for the grace that you are giving in this day, the things that you're revealing, speaking about who you are. God, we pray for an increase, God. Show us more of who you are. Show us more of your glory. Show us more of the hope of your calling. Show us more about where it's all going, God. Stir our hearts to love you fully, to trust you completely, and to wholeheartedly say yes to all that you have in store. Just thank you, Jesus, that you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun, that you bought us with your blood so that you could purify us, redeem us, make us pure and spotless and whole, so that your bride would be made ready. And that price you paid is more than enough. So come stir our hearts to see you receive the labor of your soul, to see you receive the reward of your suffering, to see you receive the fullness of all that you purchase. Lord, just send a spirit of wisdom and revelation tonight. We ask you in Jesus' name. So we're getting close to the end, almost, of our 40 days of just focusing on what the Lord is doing in the earth right now. And we've just been looking at this idea of the bride made ready, the final move of God, where it's all going when it reaches fullness. The bride will make herself ready, that Jesus has purchased for himself and is purifying for himself a pure and a spotless bride that will meet him on that day that he returns. And God is just really beginning to breathe on that reality right now. He's revealing the glory of who he is and stirring up our hearts to where we long for him and hunger for him and long for that day that we're with him. And he's been revealing more and more to the church about who we are as the bride of Christ. What does that identity mean to us, and how do we wear it? How do we wear that reality of being called as the bride of Christ? Last week we looked at one half of that, which is just the intimacy aspect, that as the bride of Christ, we are designed and created to be near to his heart, just to love him and adore him and minister to him in the place of worship and in the place of love. Jesus prays in John 17 before he goes to the cross, "Father, I desire that they would be with me where I am." The idea that God longs for us to be in his presence. And the power of what God is revealing right now is that God is putting clear definition on what it means that God is love. Because love can mean so many different things and have so many different expressions. And when we leave love in that generic sense that God so loved the world, it can become almost a distant kind of generic love that God appreciates and has compassion on the world the same way that we would have compassion on a lost kitten or a stray dog. And when God calls us his bride, it totally changes that image in our hearts and that understanding of who we are. That God created us to be with him where he is, meaning he actually enjoys our company and appreciates us being in His presence. He actually longs to spend time with us, to have a relationship with us, that He desires us and enjoys us. And the second half of what it means to be the bride of Christ that we want to look at this week is that we were created for partnership with God. Because that marriage relationship, that bride-bridegroom relationship, is not only one of love, it's one of complete and total partnership. It's that reality that it talks about the very beginning in Genesis 2, that the two shall become one flesh, is how God describes marriage. And then in Ephesians 5, Paul takes that verse and he applies it to Christ in the church. It's that two shall become one reality. And two shall become one is so much more complete than just God having generally warm sentiments towards us. God generally desiring that good things would happen to us. God wants us to become one with Him. And God has the desire that we would be fully joined with Himself. That everything that He is involved in, we would be involved in. That marriage relationship that God uses as an image of what our relationship with Him is to be like. There's no separation of possessions. There's no separation of agenda and life purpose. You don't bring your own personal agenda into a marriage. You don't bring secrets into a marriage, at least in the ideal reality of the way marriage is defined to be. It is totally open and totally joined. That everything that is of one person belongs to the other, and everything that is of the other likewise. And what God has invited us into in Christ is into that same kind of fellowship, that total openness, that total unity, that complete combining of two wills that God has with Himself. John 17, verse 20 through 23, Jesus prays for all those who will believe in Him, that they would be one, as the Father and as the Son are one, the Father and the Son and the Son and the Father, that we would be one in Jesus and the Father, so that the world might believe that He sent me. He says, the glory which You gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and You in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that You have sent me and have loved them as You have loved me. And that passage is a passage that you can just get lost in so easy. The reality of the depth of what that means, that God has invited us to be one with Him as He is one with Himself. That mystery of the Trinity, where it's three persons, but you can't even tell where one starts and the next ends. You can't even distinguish between what's on the heart of the Father and what's on the heart of the Son. It's totally and completely in unity in that flow of hearts inside the Trinity. And God invites us to step into that kind of reality, that we should become one in Christ. Through the work of the cross, we are in Christ Jesus. We are positioned in the midst of that fellowship of hearts in Christ. And what that means is that everything that is God's is ours, and everything that is ours is God's. That God withholds nothing of His heart and nothing of His blessings. Ephesians 1 says He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2 says He's revealed to us the deep things of His heart. He keeps no secrets. Amos 3 says He does nothing unless He first reveals His secret to His servants, the prophets. That God has it in His heart that His relationship with His church, with us, would be that kind of close, intimate involvement where God is a part of everything in our lives and we're a part of everything that God is doing. Where we would not be us living our lives over here and God living His life over there while we both generally like each other as friends, but that our life would be caught up in the story of what God is doing, and that God would be the story of who we are, that He would be involved in everything that we do and everything that we think, and that we would be involved in everything that He does and everything that He thinks. And part of what God's doing with prayer on the earth right now is really restoring and emphasizing that part of our relationship with God. Because the reality that God invites us into in intercession, what we do when we come here on these nights and we stand before the throne of God and we take the things that are on His heart and we start speaking them back to Him, is that part of our relationship with God where we get to be involved in what's on God's heart. Outside of our own little circumstances and our own little situation, God wants to reveal the deep things of His heart. And that reality is so precious because it tells us who we are to God. That God would desire to reveal parts of His heart to us that are not by any means need to know information. It's not information that we need to have in the sense that we can accomplish something useful for God with it. But God longs to reveal those parts of His heart to us. The reality of prayer, that God will not do things that are in His heart until we've asked for them, until we've sought out what's on His heart and then spoken it back to Him, reveals something about the nature of the relationship that God longs to have with us. He longs to open up His heart to us and reveal that part of who He is. And as we go to that place, the more we grow in the reality of prayer, the more we discover the glory of God's heart, the more we discover just the glory of all that's in God's heart for humanity, His mercy, His justice, His compassion, His zeal for righteousness. And the more we get stirred for the things that are on God's heart. And it's from that place of partnership that we step out in the place of loving our neighbor and of serving God in the earth. That God genuinely cares about how we treat our fellow man because it's a reflection of our relationship with God. That if we love God in a deep way to where we know the things that are on His heart and we know what He loves and who He loves, then we love what He loves and we love who He loves. And God is drawing His church to the place of prayer so that He can teach us about His heart, so that we come to know more about the heart of God and how He feels and what He's thinking and what He's planning, and we can line ourselves up with what God is doing in the earth. In Acts 2, it says that in the last days, God will pour out His Spirit on all flesh, and all of our sons and our daughters shall prophesy, and all of God's men servants and maid servants shall prophesy. That God is going to put a prophetic spirit in the heart of His church, and that prophetic spirit is not that thus saith the Lord predicting the future 20 years from now kind of prophecy. It might look like that. But it's that knowledge of God's heart and what He's about in the earth. When God spoke to the prophets in the Old Testament, He didn't just give them words, He gave them the knowledge of His heart. He gave them the emotions of His heart so that they could express as a full testimony for who God is to the people. And Jesus was the great prophet because in everything that He did, He knew the Father's heart and He expressed that heart completely. And when God pours out the spirit of prophecy on the church as He's beginning to and as it's going to come in fullness in the last days, our hearts get knit with what's in God's heart and what He's planning and what He's feeling and what He's thinking. And we start being driven by what's on God's heart and not by our own human agendas. And that's how we become one, as Jesus describes it in John 17. As we become one with Him, we become one with each other. We're all hearing from the same playbook. We're all following the same heart. So tonight we want to pray into that reality of the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of intercession. Just hearing the Lord's heart and getting in touch with His heart through His word. That just the heart of God, the plans and the purposes of God would just begin to leap off the pages of the Word, that the Lord would just begin to speak them to hearts, that He would just begin to reveal His agenda to His church and the things that are on His heart. Because God has a far more glorious agenda for the earth than any man has ever thought of. The most grandiose ministry schemes that man has ever come up with don't remotely compare with what God has in store for the earth, with what He plans to do with His church, what He plans to do in bringing in a great harvest, what He plans to do in tearing down all the wickedness in the earth. God has a far grander vision. And we just want to pray for that vision, for that spirit of prophecy, just for that knowledge of the Lord's heart that He has so graciously invited us into, that we would just begin to experience and see that released more and more in the church in this city. So I want to start praying out of Acts 2, verse 17. Just praying for that prophetic spirit and the knowledge of the Lord's heart. Father, we thank You for the place that You've given us, God, that You have given us a place to stand before You in partnership, that You've given us a role to play. God, that we were not made to live distant from the things that You're doing, but to know them and to participate in them, even as we are right now. God, we thank You for the things that You're revealing, for the things that You've shown us, of what You're doing in the earth, of what You desire to do in Your church. Tonight, God, we just take our stand in that place of partnership. God, knowing that as we respond, as we say yes to the things that You're doing, the power is released and Your plans are forwarded in the earth. So, Father, tonight we lift before You our own hearts and the hearts of the body of Christ in this city. God, and we ask You, according to Your promise in Acts 2, verse 17, that You would pour out Your Spirit upon all flesh, that Your sons and Your daughters would prophesy, Your young men would see visions, the old men would dream dreams, and that Your men servants and Your maid servants, that You would pour out Your Spirit upon us, and we would prophesy. Father, we ask You for the release the prophetic spirit upon the church of Wichita. God, that You would connect our hearts with the things that are in Yours, that You would teach us how to hear Your voice, that You would teach us how to hear Your heart. God, I ask that You would begin to knit our hearts with Yours in the place of prayer. God, that You would lead us into the place of encountering Your plans, Your purposes, Your vision for our lives and the lives of our city, the nations and the earth. God, that You would begin to show us the things that are on Your heart. God, we thank You that Your heart is an open book to us. God, that You have chosen a relationship with no secrets, that the secrets of the Lord are with those who fear You. God, that to those who love You, to seek Your heart, to those who call upon Your name, You will reveal great and marvelous things that we do not understand. God, we thank You for the position that we have in Christ, that Your Spirit dwells within us to reveal to us the deep things of God. God, I ask that You would begin to teach us how to walk in that reality. God, that You would pour out more and more of a prophetic spirit upon the body of Christ in this city. God, that from leaders and pastors on down to every individual, God, You said all flesh, all of Your sons and Your daughters, all of Your men servants and Your maid servants, that they would prophesy, that they would hear Your voice, that they would hear Your heart, that they would declare who You are in the way that they live, in the way that they speak. God, I ask that You would begin to reveal more and more of Your heart. God, that You would begin to reveal more and more of Your passion, more of Your desires, Your emotions. God, I ask that You would release upon us a spirit of prophecy and the knowledge of Your will. God, that You would make known the things that you have in store for those who love you. God, I ask that you would lead the body of Christ in this city by your voice, God. You would teach us more and more to hear your heart, to know your will, to see the big picture of what God is about, to come into understanding of your agenda for the earth, your agenda for the church. God, we thank you for the great and glorious things that you have in store for these days to come. God, I ask that you would release revelation to our hearts, God, that those things would become real in our hearts through the eyes of faith. God, that we would be able to say yes to them, that we would be able to partner with them, that we would be able to pray for them. God, would you reveal the things that you are longing to give to the body of Christ in this hour? Give us that spirit of prophecy and the knowledge of your heart. But I ask you in Jesus' name, pour out a spirit of prophecy in the Church of Wichita. Father, I ask that you would take the vision of the body of Christ. God, that you would lift our vision higher. God, that you would come and you would align our vision with yours. That you would come and you would align our agenda with yours. God, that we would come to see the things that you have in store for those who love you. We would see the things that you have in store for the earth. God, that we would see your vision for our city. That we would see your vision for the lost. That we would see your vision for the church. That we would see your vision for every heart. God, that that spirit of prophecy would rest upon us. And we would see and understand the things that you have in store for those around us. God, I ask that you would pull us out of the place of being indifferent to what you are doing around us, God, but into that glory that you created for us. God, where our story is caught up in yours, and everything that we see and everything that we experience is about you fulfilling your purpose on the earth. God, I ask that you would write us into your story, that you would write us into the drama of what God is doing in the earth. God, that you would write us into the drama of what God is doing in the lives of those around us. God, would you give us a spirit of prophecy that we might have a vision to reach into the things that are on your heart. God, for this city, for our churches, for our schools, for our homes, for our workplaces. God, that in all things we might be in agreement with your vision. We might be in agreement with the things that are on your heart. We might be in agreement with your agenda. God, I ask that you would just remove all lesser agendas in the body of Christ, God. All those things that divide us, God, all those things that send us on our own selfish path, God, that you would give us a revelation of a higher agenda, a higher calling, a higher purpose. God, that you would reveal the things that you are doing kingdom-wide. God, that we might stand as friends of the bridegroom, as those who labor alongside you to prepare your bride for fullness, to prepare the earth for the day of your appearing, God, to bring all things to fullness alongside of you. God, I ask that you would capture our hearts with the story of what you're doing in the earth, God, that you would capture our hearts with the vision of what the kingdom of God is doing on the earth, Lord, that we would not settle for a lesser vision than to be a part of what God is doing on the earth. God, would you show us the things that are in your heart? Give us vision for our city, for our lives. Give us vision, God, for the church, for the body of Christ. Give us vision for proceeding forward into all that you have for us, God. I ask that you would make known, God, the glorious things that you have in store for those who love you. God, that we would not settle for less than all that you have for us. That we would gladly accept and say yes to the things that you have in store. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus for vision. God, show us the things that you have in store for this city, for our lives. God. Father, I ask that you would, in this season, that you would breathe upon your word, God. That you would breathe upon the things that are written about what God is doing and is going to do, about the destiny that you have for your church, about the promises that you have given your son, about the prayers that have been prayed that you will surely answer. God, I ask that you would take those promises, that you would make them real in our hearts, God, that you would release a spirit of faith, that you will surely complete what you have began, that you are about preparing your bride, that there will be a wedding day, that there will be a day of fullness for the body of Christ. God, I ask that the promises of your word would become increasingly real in our hearts and in our minds. I ask that you would give us vision to be able to see them, God, that we could see the promises being fulfilled. God, I ask that we would be able to see the bride made ready, that we would be able to see the body of Christ walking under a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we would be able to see the body of Christ fulfilling the first commandment, loving you even as you have loved us. God, that we would be able to picture those things, that there would be realities in our heart that we could reach for and cry out for and partner with you in seeing. God, I ask that you would open up the invitation before our eyes for this generation, the invitation for a great harvest, the invitation for a great awakening, the invitation for a great shift in this nation, God. I ask that you would make real in our hearts, God, the invitation that you have extended to turn this nation around, to bring a great revival, a great awakening, to save a generation and escort a nation back into the arms of God. God, I ask that our eyes of faith would become increasingly open and increasingly clear, God, that we could see the things that you would offer and not simply accept things as they are. God, would you give us eyes to see the invitation of God for our generation and our day? Would you give us eyes to see, as individuals and as a corporate church, where you're longing to take us in this hour? God, I ask for spirit of faith to rest upon the body of Christ in this city, God. Give us eyes to see the things that are in store. In Jesus' name, release faith to the body of Christ. Pray for the release of the spirit of intercession in this city. John 15, verse 7. Jesus says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father shall be glorified, that you would bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Father, I ask that you would release that spirit of prayer in this city. God, would you teach us how to pray? Would you give us a spirit of intercession when we do not know how to pray as we ought? God, would you cause us to abide in your word, to abide in your truth, and your truth in us? God, that the things on your heart would take root in our hearts. God, that they would take hold of us, that they would draw us into the place of prayer. God, that the passions, the yearnings of your heart would become alive in ours. God, that your word would burn within our bones. God, that it would become a fire that cannot be contained, that must be released. God, that you would teach us how to release it in the place of intercession. God, I ask in this city that you would raise us up as a praying church, that you would raise your house up in this city as a house of prayer, that you would raise your people up as a kingdom of priests. God, that you would teach us how to rule alongside you in the way that we were created to. You would teach us how to come before your throne to release the government of heaven. God, I ask that you would begin to build a cry in the spirit of the church of this city. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, that you would teach us how to carry that heart. You would teach us how to carry that vision. God, I ask, even as you pour out the spirit of prophecy, even as it becomes clearer to our hearts the things that have been offered, God, that you would teach us how to lay hold of those things. That you would teach us how to come into agreement with those things. God, that you would teach us how to stand and contend for those things to be real in the earth. God, I ask, as you reveal the things that are on your heart, you will not rest until our righteousness shines like the dawn. You will not rest until our salvation goes forth as a lamp that burns. God, that you would take and you would set us as watchmen upon the wall, who would give you no rest until the things in your heart have come to pass. God, I ask that you would teach us. God, you would give us revelation of the power of our words. God, that you move at the sound of our voice. God, we thank you for the glory of who you have called us to be. God, that as we minister before you, things shift in the heavenlies. God, I ask that that reality would be planted firmly in our hearts, God. That you would make it the most reasonable thing to do, to come before you in the place of prayer. God, I ask that you would make the things to come so real in our hearts that the cry for the breakthrough would just consume us and lead us to the place of prayer. God, that you would give us a vision that's too big to reach for in our own strength. That you would give us a vision that's too big to lay hold of by human plans and ingenuity. God, that you would give us a vision so big that there's nothing we can do but come before you in the place of prayer and cry out for the breakthrough of God until we see the kingdom of heaven released. God, I thank you that you say that as your word gains entrance in our hearts, God, as your desires gain entrance in our heart, that whatever we ask, we have it of you. God, I ask that you would make that reality real in our hearts, God. That you would lay hold of us with that truth. God, that we would be planted as a people of prayer first and foremost. That we would be planted as a people who call upon your name, who cry out for the power and the breakthrough, who contend for ascending, God. Contend for a breakthrough of your anointing and your power. God, we just set before you our city. God, we set before you the things that we know are in your heart. And we say they are too big for human beings. They are too big for ministries. They are too big for structures. They are too big for the next great method and the next great plan. God, we need your spirit to move in our city. So teach us how to pray. Teach us how to call upon your name. Teach us how to cry out for the breakthrough of God in our city. God, we desire nothing less than your kingdom come, your will be done. God, make it clear in our hearts how to lay hold of that reality. Teach us what it means that we have been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that we rule upon his very throne with him. God, that as we come before you in our hour of need, we can come with confidence and with boldness, knowing that you will give us the things that we ask. God, I ask you, pour out a spirit of intercession in this city. Would you teach us how to pray in Jesus' name? Holy Spirit, I ask that you would release the fullness of your heart upon ours. God, that the desire of our hearts would become pure. Lord, that you would purify our heart's desires, that you would line them up with yours. God, I ask that you would teach us how to intercede with our very lives, God, how to agree with your plans and your purpose, the way that we spend our time, the way that we spend our money, the way that we spend our words, God, that we would carry our hearts in such a way that our hearts are fully in agreement with yours. God, I ask that as we come before you in the place of prayer, that you would continue to take of what is on your heart and impart it to ours, God, that you would continue to reshape us and mold our desires to agree with yours, God. I ask, Lord, that you would pour out that spirit of prayer upon us, that you would pour out that spirit of agreement, God, that you would teach us how to walk according to your will, that you would teach us how to walk in a way that is in agreement with all that you long to do. God, I ask that you would show us your heart, God, that you would take us to that place of friendship, that you would take us to that place that you walked with your disciples, God, that it would become real in our hearts, that in the same way that you spoke with them, you shared the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, in the same way that you spoke with them, you revealed the master's business, you revealed all that you were doing, you revealed even things yet to come. in the same way that you spoke with them and you gave them a part to play in what you were doing on the earth, that you long to relate with us in that way. God, call us to the place of friendship. Call us to the place of knowing your heart. Call us to the place of stewarding your emotions, your desires, and your longings. God, call us to that place of being near to your heart and deeply involved in the things that you're doing. God, we thank you for the glory of who we are. I ask that you would continue to refresh our minds, to wash us with the water of your word. God, that we would lay hold of the things into which you have invited us, that we would see them clearly, we would enter into that place of prayer. God, I ask in Jesus' name, you would call forth friends of God in this city.